Hello, I'm Niall Kahn, and this is the P-Pro Podcast. If you are a Belgian consumer looking to pay for goods online or in-store, you turn to one brand, Boncontact Paycon eCompany. Today, I am joined by their CEO, Nathalie van de Putte, to discuss what makes Boncontact Paycon eCompany's products so compelling and popular. Nathalie, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
You're welcome.
I did a little bit of digging into your background, and you've had quite a long career in the financial sector. You started out in marketing, and now you're the CEO of Boncontact PayConnect. How did that happen?
Yes, I'm the CEO of Boncontact Paycon eCompany since a little bit of, little more than 1 year now. And I have to say, I'm pretty proud about what we realized in 1 year. We went through a merge of two companies, and this had a lot of consequences from an organization, HR, and finance point of view. And 6 months after the merge, we launched a new application on the market, Paycon by Boncontact. And we succeeded to increase the number of users and the number of transactions made with the new app, but also to increase the number of transactions made with our traditional products, the Boncontact cards. And last but not least, we build a very strong team, and that is one of the keys of success for me. This last year has been a tough but very exciting year, because change is always a challenge.
Right. So you've already mentioned that in the last year, there's been a merger between the two companies, Boncontact and PayConnect. Could you give us a brief overview of what Boncontact PayConnect is?
It's Boncontact Paycon eCompany. And Boncontact Paycon eCompany is born in June 2018 from a merge between Boncontact Company and Paycon Belgium. Boncontact Company had a very long story in Belgium, and is owner of the Boncontact card scheme. And Boncontact Company innovated in 2014 by launching the Boncontact app, allowing mobile payments based on the Boncontact card. And Paycon Belgium was a startup created in June 2017. And they launched on the Belgian market a new payment product and an app called Paycon, allowing mobile payments on a very innovative way based on what we call SEPA credit transfer. And to merge Boncontact Company and Paycon Belgium was an obvious decision from the moment the two companies had almost the same shareholders and their products shared a same objective: make electronic payments as easy and simple as possible for everyone in Belgium, consumers and merchants alike. And the shareholders decided to join forces in order to get the best of both worlds, the experience of more than 40 years of Boncontact Company and the startup spirits of the young Paycon Belgium company. The mission of the company is to make cashless payment solution evolve permanently and make these solutions accessible for everyone and constantly improve the shopping experience for consumers and merchants. And we do that with our 40 years experience in the payment world and from our local anchoring essential for the Belgian economy. The objective of Boncontact Paycon eCompany is clearly to be the driving force behind the adoption of mobile payments on the Belgian market. And in this respect, the company launched its new Paycon by Boncontact app at the start of 2019, and we decided to put together the functionalities of the ex-Boncontact and Paycon apps as they existed before. Thus, today we offer different solutions answering the needs of the customers. Thus, at merchant side, we offer two products, Boncontact and Paycon, and at consumer side, we propose the Boncontact card and our mobile app, Paycon by Boncontact.
Boncontact is uniquely popular in Belgium. It has something like an 80% market share among debit cards. What makes it so popular?
We have 16 million Boncontact cards on the Belgian markets for a population of 11 million people. Thus, everybody in Belgium knows the brand Boncontact and has confidence in our brands, which is very important in the payment world. And with our Boncontact product, we have an optimal positioning as we are in the wallet of all Belgians and on the smartphone of a lot of Belgian people. At merchant sites, our Boncontact solution is accepted by the big majority of merchants present on the market. And we have a very large ecosystem of partners supporting us, going from 20 banks in Belgium issuing Boncontact cards and present in our app, to at the consumer side to 15 acquirers and 17 PSPs, payment service providers, selling our products to the merchants, and some additional partners, acquirers and PSPs, will be live with us in the near future. Thus, we are very attentive to constantly innovating, not only for mobile payment solutions, but also for the classical card products. And finally, we are very proud to be a Belgian company. And for us, it's important to propose solutions answering the needs of our local markets. Not only buying, but also paying local is important for Belgian people. And from a survey that we did, it appears that 88% of the consumers would opt for a Belgian payment method if they could choose.
Now, it seems like Bancontact had a absolutely fantastic presence in the e-commerce market. Everyone knows the name. As you said, there's 16 million cards for a population of 11 million people in Belgium. Why would Bancontact try to break out of the card market and go into business with e-wallets?
We think mobile payments will have a huge success in the future. This is our Payconic by Bancontact app today. The user can pay mobile in multiple situations, in a shop, on internet, an invoice, and he can also pay back another smartphone user, even at distance. That makes the app really unique on the Belgian market. And cherry on the cake, with an Android phone, the user can also choose to pay contactless with his smartphone, what we call tap and pay. What we saw in the Nordics is that all successful mobile solutions started with P2P payments, but currently they are all busy with increasing merchant acceptance. In Belgium, we decided to increase adoption of mobile payment solution at consumer and merchant sites at the same time, because we think that mobile payments will become an habit only if you can use it in multiple situations. The shopping through your smartphone is already a habit for a lot of people. And as shopping and paying go together, we have to be present where Belgian people are shopping. Thus, today you can pay mobile at almost 300,000 shops in Belgium, just physical shops, e-com sites, or even vending machines, by scanning a Bancontact or a Payconic QR code or app-to-app. And more than 60,000 merchants accept Payconic as a payment method. So we see a very positive evolution in mobile payment in Belgium. This, if we look at the number of mobile transactions, we see that has grown 100% between 2017 and 2018. And we see the same trends in 2019. There's a growth of 100% compared to last year. And very important too, we see that more than 50% of the payments made with our solutions on e-commerce are done mobile with our app, and the rest is done with the Bancontact card and the card reader. In a survey we did in June 2019, we learned that almost 70% of people having a smartphone have a bank or payment app on their smartphone. 2 years ago, it was 55%. And people find mobile payments very convenient. And why? Because just it's rapid, it's easy, and that you can also pay for small amounts without having cash with you.
Now, you've mentioned that some of the Nordic countries are also involved with e-wallets and making the cashless society a reality. The Bancontact Payconic company recently joined IMSO, which, along with several other European LPMs, is working together to create a QR standard for Europe, as I understand it. Why did Bancontact Payconic get involved in this?
Yeah, maybe a word about the context. After a period where we saw several traditional local schemes lose vast payment volumes to the advantage of international card schemes, currently, however, local schemes are emerging again as alternatives to the international card schemes. And why is it? Because countries all want sovereign, independent payment schemes they can control to ensure a robust local economy. And these domestic schemes are new mobile schemes or old local schemes such as Bancontact Payconic company. We have invested in offering mobile solutions. The next step would be to enable the use of the local mobile solutions internationally, and that, for instance, a Belgian consumer using the Payconiq by Bancontact app could pay with it in another country. Then, with six other leading domestic mobile payment providers, we agreed to foster collaboration through an association, the European Mobile Payment System Association. And at the moment, we cover several countries. It's Belgium, Germany, Austria, Denmark, Finland, Portugal, Sweden, Switzerland, and Norway. But more countries and mobile payment schemes are expected to join the association over the next months. At Bancontact Payconiq Company, we believe that collaboration between successful domestic systems can make the life of the consumer and the merchants much easier. Our goal is that consumers use their preferred, reliable local app to pay abroad. And we are confident that working together under the umbrella of the association will promote interoperability of the mobile payment solutions and will build a true European alternative. And that's very important for the European economy. Thus, we will start working together on interoperability, and we hope to see a first concrete result in 2020.
All right, Natalie, thank you once again for joining us today. I really appreciate your time, and thanks again for your insights into the Belgium e-commerce market.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a good afternoon. Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the P-Pro podcast. If you're enjoying the show, make sure to subscribe on Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you hear podcasts, and leave a review. If you'd like to follow P-Pro on social media, you can follow them at P-Pro_payments. This podcast only sounds good because of Andre Ratke. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.